This is the Riot Podcast, and while I do not recommend you listening to it, I am still glad that you have subscribed and downloaded it.
We love to hear from you, so hopefully you had a great Easter. We were off yesterday, so no podcast, that's why.
Mm-hmm. By off, we mean not coming into work. We're off most days.
Well, that's if you choose to call us that, but if not, we're really off work.
Right. So, and here we are back at work, which is why we're so chipper and excited about all the possibilities.
To seize the day and the week, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera.
Carpe day and stuff. Today in the podcast, what is peak video game? I found out. Taco Bell weddings, Mystery Science Theater 3000, women running the Boston Marathon, unicorn frappuccinos.
So
and
much.
Choking your mom over Justin Bieber.
Okay. Any of that sound like something you're interested in hearing more about?
Well, yeah.
Then please continue with this podcast.
I'll tell you what, if that's the stuff you came for, this podcast does not disappoint.
Oh, you're going to love it.
It does not disappoint. All right. Well, you guys enjoyed the podcast. Did you already have your snack? I haven't had a snack yet.
I did. We had a cookout last week.
Yeah,
and
we did.
So I had some leftover potato salad.
Great.
But I didn't eat it all, so I just threw away the rest.
You did? I meant for you to take it home.
Well, it's a lot. It's a big thing, a potato salad.
Well, I know, but you had a whole weekend.
I know, but gosh, coming out of a weekend, if I just ate, like, sometimes you graze on something, like if you have leftovers,
sure.
Like Thanksgiving.
Yep.
But God help you if it's potato salad turned to it on weekend. I would think that would do something wrong to you. So
it's you didn't.
Best if I just had a little bit right there and then I'm done for
you
today.
Cut it off.
That's all I'm having.
Okay. Well, you guys enjoy the Riot Podcast and look out for the potato salad.
Have a good day.
It'll get you.
Well, that's every day you got to watch.
It's the Riot.
The Riot.
Pushing people's buttons to get a reaction can actually be very good for society.
Radio U.
Last night at 7:15 Eastern, 4:15 Pacific.
Yes.
I reached peak video game.
Did you? Did you about explode?
I'm done.
We took yesterday off.
I'm done.
So did you have enough time to get to said point?
I'm done. I've been talking about how I played a game for the PlayStation called Horizon Zero Dawn, and I've been playing it and playing it and playing it. I beat it Saturday morning, and Saturday afternoon, I went and got Mass Effect.
Oh, gosh. You're just like, you can't stop.
And I played Mass Effect, and I played Mass Effect, and I played Mass Effect, and I finally was just like, you know what? I don't actually like this game very much.
Yeah.
And I'm tired of playing games. Like, I'm tired. I don't want to do this anymore.
I feel like when you were training and stuff, or when you ran, used to run, like, longer distances.
Yeah.
And you would do it, and you would do it, and you do it. And then finally, like, you feel like you're at your breaking point.
Yeah, I write it down. I did. 7:15 Eastern.
That was the moment. 4:15
Pacific on Monday, April 17th. That's it. I peaked. I'm done. Now, am I done forever? No. But I need a break.
You need a moment.
I do, because I have played and played. I've played more, like, just so much. Every free opportunity, I played Zelda. Every free opportunity, I played Horizon. And Mass Effect cannot bear up under that kind of attention.
And I feel like it broke you.
And it did. I can no longer put that kind of effort into it anymore. I wanted to.
Sure.
I wanted to fall in love again. I did. Because, you know, Zelda, love. Horizon, love. Mass Effect, this is weird. That's strange.
Now you just need a break.
Now I need a break.
Which is why he's taking suggestions for what shows to watch now, because he's going to move on from video games.
No, I'll tell you what what else I did this weekend.
You moved on already?
We can talk about that at some point a little bit later, but I just felt like I had to get it out that mm-hmm. I need a break. And I did. I looked up. I saw what time it happened. In fact, if you want to know the truth, and this is real, I looked up at the clock and it was 7:14 and it changed to 7:15.
And that was the moment.
I watched it turn over and I was just like, this is it.
Aww.
This is the moment. I have to turn this off now.
Well, I'm excited to hear the new thing.
And not the TV. Of course, you leave the TV on.
It's actually more energy to turn it off and on again.
Right,
so
yeah.
You leave it on.
So, I mean, I had to keep staring at the TV, but it was the game
itself. The gaming system.
That's what I turned off, right?
I gotcha. Well,
let's not be ridiculous.
You're hearing it for the first time, and it sounds terrible.
It's the worst of the Riot on on Radio U.
So the other thing that I found this weekend that was spectacular is Mystery Science Theater 3000.
You spent time with that?
The Return.
So that came out on Friday. It's an old show, which was, well, it's not, yeah, it's a show covering movies.
Right. So the idea is they sit and watch really crappy old, kind of like, I would say science fiction, but it's not all science fiction. Just really old crappy movies. And they make fun of them. And so you may have seen it somewhere where it's like three little characters at the bottom of the screen and they're just talking about the movie. And it's...
They had a podcast which went with movies as well. And then Netflix picked them up. And so their new stuff came out on Friday.
Well, they kickstarted. And then after Kickstarter, eventually ended up on Netflix. And so I thought they were going to do... I thought it was something along the lines of 7 episodes that they had managed to get to. They have 13.
Well, 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 you got more.
And these episodes are 90 minutes each, so it's kind of long. I watched 3 of them.
It's not really like you can binge the whole series.
Maybe somebody somewhere is doing that, but like for me, it was like 90 minutes. Now we'll take a break. And in fact, in a couple of cases, I split them in half and kind of came back to them later. But I laughed a lot.
Did you?
It's like, yes, it is hysterical.
Seems like, at least online-wise, you weren't the only one excited for it. But, it, I mean, I did not see it, like, mass appeal.
Yeah, I don't know. I can't tell you if other people will like it. I can tell you that I sat with one of my roommates, and they didn't think it was funny almost at all. And it would, to me, like, I mean, I was howling with laughter at times. Like, it was...
Well, it's weird, especially...
So funny.
I mean, was listening to it a little bit on Friday, and at least from over here, it was just like, what are you listening to? Like, you really have to sit down and watch it with you, or like right in front of it to kind of understand it all.
It is one of those things that you really have to pay attention to, because they're just making fun of it. And I love... The thing was, when I used to watch with my dad, a lot of times... I didn't get all the jokes. They would be making references to things that I didn't understand or whatever. And because this is new, I actually understand all of it. In fact, man, like the range of pop culture and just general knowledge that they draw from to make the jokes is insane. Like, there were several times when they'd make a joke and you're just kind of in awe of like, wow, like... People like that.
But a casual person when watching that be like, what is this?
It's like, that is a deep cut, guys. Like, that is a really, really deep cut. Now, they did something that I think is totally worth watching, even if you never watched the show, because in
Mystery Science Theater,
it's 3 minutes long and you'll immediately know whether or not Mystery Science Theater is for you or not. They did a 3.5 minute like Stranger Things thing that they did.
Yes,
it's like a teaser where they make fun of Stranger Things. If you don't think that's funny, then you're done. Like, there's no point in watching it at all.
If you loved it, then maybe you'll like it.
Yeah, but if you laughed at that 3.5 minutes, there may be something there for you. But I don't know. I had a lot of fun with it.
The Riot knows that laziness isn't easy. Avoiding work is work. The Riot on Radio U.
We talked about it, I think it was just earlier this year. I don't think it was last year. The Taco Bell announced that they were going to start doing destination weddings at their Las Vegas cantina.
Yes, a lot of people sent that story to us.
Uh-huh, and I assume that the bathrooms will have the plastic down with the water bottles being provided. It's probably a really high-end Glacier water.
His and hers.
Yeah, and you can get your cleanse on, you know, before or after the ceremony, or maybe, you know, in the middle.
Oh, no, that's not fair. There's plenty of other things in Vegas that'll get you sick.
You might need that cleanse.
It won't just be Taco Bell.
So they had a contest about who was going to be the very first person to get married, and they've announced their winner, and it amazes me that I know who their winner is. A guy by the name of Dan Reichert of a website, podcast, whatever, called Giant Bomb. He was selected to be the first person
to get married
at Las Vegas. And again, it's really funny because when they announced that they were doing this, he's somebody that, again, I'm familiar with. Like, I follow him on Twitter. I listen to his podcast. I was like,
is he a fan of Taco Bell, or are you doing it in an ironic way?
No, an unabashed huge fan of Taco Bell.
Is he getting married or did he just want to win?
He was getting married. He was engaged. And I just thought, like, man, that dude would be perfect. I've even thought, like, he should quit his job and go work for Taco Bell. He really should. Well, he's not, but he did win. And so
he's going to get married at the Vegas Taco Bell.
And his fiance, Bianca, are going to be wedding this June. And they will be the first, but certainly not the last couple to get married at the Taco Bell Las Vegas Cantina.
Now, if you've not seen pictures of the Las Vegas Cantina, it's different than normal. It's a Vegas thing. It's not quite like your Taco Bell. If you roll up thinking, I'm marrying her, and you're not going to get married there.
Well, but keep in mind, Nikki, like, this is the only Taco Bell that I know of that's called a cantina.
Yes, this is different.
I mean, that word right there, you just know you're in for something really
extra special.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, now as the winner.
A Taco Bell buffet, though. Can you imagine if they had one there at Vegas? Well, hello. That might be good, you know, like a bad choice, but a really good bad choice.
It would be difficult, I think. Taco Bell has 7 ingredients. They're just combined in different ways to make every single thing. So arguably, there's no way you're going to create something they have not already created.
Sure.
I feel like they have taken those 7 ingredients and made every single possible combination. I could be wrong,
but
you know, whatever. But he gets airfare, a Taco Bell catered dinner, a Taco Bell wedding t-shirt, champagne flutes, garter and bow tie, professional photography, a room at Planet Hollywood. Ooh, Nikki, a room at Planet Hollywood. A private pool.
Hey, some of our people are going to Vegas next week for something, and they are staying at Planet Hollywood. So
well, there you go.
That's the one.
A private pool cabana, a VIP table for 6, an entry for 2, and a $100 credit at the K Baths and Spa, Caesar's Palace. Qua? Ka? I don't know. Q-U-A? How would you say that?
Well, Q-U-A?
Yeah.
Qua?
There's no I.
Q-U-A. Did you know when an A is followed by or following a U?
It's just Q-U-A.
Quay?
Qua?
Quay.
Whatever. That.
All is more fascinating now.
The Riot with Obadiah.
I'm a grown man going to a comic book movie at midnight.
The Riot with Nikki.
This is our princess. She's coming.
The Riot on Radio U.
Yesterday was the Boston Marathon, and Catherine Switzer crossed the finish line again.
Yeah.
70 years old. She ran it in 4 hours, 44 minutes, and 31 seconds. That is an average mile time of 10 minutes and 51 seconds.
And what is her age again?
She's 70.
That's crazy. That's quite an accomplishment.
That is spectacular. Now, if you don't recognize her name, she is the first woman to officially run the Boston Marathon. So a woman.
She was the first woman?
She was in 1967. She was the first woman to do that. Now, unofficially, there was a woman who had run it 1 year before her. Her name was Roberta Gibb, but she did not do a bib. And so in the 60s, I did not know this. This is a fascinating story. In the 60s, it was believed that women were too fragile to run a marathon.
Really?
Yes. They literally.
Like they thought it was for our own good?
Yes. And so Catherine, she had a running coach who basically said to her, like, he said, no dame has ever entered the Boston Marathon. Keep in mind, it was the 60s.
So that's what they said.
he told her, but if you can do it in practice,
sure,
then we'll go and you can run it like officially. So again, there were no rules that said that she couldn't, but people thought
kind of like an unspoken one where just women would not try to.
Just don't do that. And so if you've never seen the photo of her being chased after by the Boston Marathon organizer on the course is amazing. Her boyfriend body checks that dude to keep him off her, but he was literally trying to rip her bib off of her shirt.
Of the first lady who won it?
Uh-huh.
Yeah, but no. Why? She got it, or just the person
to run
who
it.
She
didn't
okay.
win it, but she was the first person to run it. Because he said, it's interesting, he and Catherine and that guy reconciled later. He apologized to her. He says that he literally thought it would kill her.
Aww.
Which I'm not sure that's entirely the reason why he was doing that, but okay. But he was known for screaming, "Give me those numbers." When she entered into the race, she entered in with only her first initials. So people could not tell immediately that she was a woman.
A girl.
And Boston this year announced that they are retiring her bib number. Her original bib number was 261. And that number has become synonymous with women's running and for other women's rights things.
So if you ever see 261, that's
what that number means. And she ran with that number yesterday, but it is the last time that number will be carried in the Boston Marathon.
That is impressive. So her first race was 1967.
Uh-huh.
And the last one with the number was yesterday.
So her personal best run was in 1975. She finished second at Boston. She won the New York City Marathon in 1974. And I just assumed women were always running. But like when you read this lady's story, all the different things that she's done, there was not a women's Olympic marathon until 1984. That is amazing to me. I just, you know, you assume things are a certain way and they're always that way.
Yeah.
No. Somebody comes along and makes that happen.
Someone had to be the first one.
She has a fantastic story. That is really, really awesome. And congratulations to her on running her marathon at 70. 70! Jeez.
We were so concerned that your day wouldn't have any Nikki in it that we went to the enormous cost and great effort to assemble this Worst of the Riot moment.
We were out of the office yesterday, but we hope you had a wonderful weekend and a really great Easter as well.
Mm-hmm. I'll tell you what else we were. We were drinking unicorn frappuccinos down at the Starbucks.
Mm-mm. Doesn't that sound sparkly good?
Did you know that was a thing?
It's something. Even though you never know, like, is it really a secret menu item or is it just something someone made at one location?
This says that launching at Starbucks around the United States, the unicorn frappuccino was new this week.
Basically, imagine every other frappuccino flavor throwing up into the cup.
Oh, do you have to say it like that?
Actually, that's why you have to say it like that, because that puts like it's not a unicorn.
So, okay, I'm looking at it here. I've got HuffPo, The Today Show, and Snopes all saying that this unicorn frappuccino is real. So it doesn't contain any coffee whatsoever, but it does have some mango and...
like smoothie stuff?
Yeah, I've also heard that it is very, very sour. So almost like Sour Patch Kid kind of thing. And oh my, here's somebody, they Instagrammed a picture of a huge bag that says pink powder. Do not open until April 17th. So that's one of the powders that you're able to find there on your unicorn frappuccino. Mango, it's covered in powder, whipped cream on top. The whipped cream has dusty, sparkly sprinkles with an intensely sour sugar.
Have I ever told you I'd love to hear you describe things?
That's not actually my description. That's
someone else's.
Yeah. So they say that it's almost a sour apple-like flavor with mango mixed in. So it's a very sweet and sour drink. It looks, I'm going to tell you the truth, it looks frightening. Oh, and at the same time, I want it.
Sparkly? Just want to be the one to order one.
It looks delicious.
And remember, when you go and order it, they'll sneer at you or just throw their hands up and be like, all right, let's spit in it.
We ain't got no new.
We'll show you what makes it unicorn.
Unicorn frappuccino. Go home. Get out.
Go back to your Instagram. Just get out of the store.
I imagine that there are, and I'm sure I know it's already happening, but there are a lot of disenfranchised Starbucks employees
baristas
that are out there looking for work at local coffee houses where they just have beans and bitter. Like, they don't want...
I can't handle anything else.
They're like, I will make you a pour over, and if you say frappuccino, I'm going to kick you in the head and kick you right on out of this store.
Maybe if you want the unicorn frappuccino, go inside, all right? Work with them.
No.
Like, figure it out.
No.
Starbucks, don't do the drive-thru for that.
Like, I realize it happened a long time ago, but this is the tipping point. Starbucks now, they might as well be Orange Julius. All right, that's what they are
Orange
now.
Orange Julius,
that's what they are now.
The one place with the smoothies.
Yep.
With like the one smoothie.
They're like, you can get. Do you want our smoothies? And oh yeah, I guess we have some coffee, if you really want some.
You're right. They've branched out. There's other stuff, but it's still predominantly coffee.
I'm just telling you. That's where
unicorn
they're
unicorn coffee.
That's where they're at.
Mornings are for coffee and contemplation.
Jeez,
coffee and contemplation.
And the riot, obviously. Radio U.
Man, hate arguing with mom, right? It's really annoying. Every once in a while, you have to choke her because...
No. Actually, never.
She
ever.
Had it coming, Nikki.
Nope.
She had it coming.
Nope.
So, mom and
For
I.
For one brief moment, I was like, oh, like a nice choker necklace. I mean, those are so still popular.
Yeah, no. So, we're driving in the car, and Justin Bieber's on the radio. And we start talking about the lyrics, and mom says I'm wrong, and she's wrong. So, she pulls the car over, and then she starts yelling at me, and she climbs into the back seat.
Boy, they were mad.
And, well, Nikki, I don't know if you know this, but Bieber lyrics aren't just words.
True.
Okay? They're a lifestyle. They tell me how to live, where to go, who to love, when to go.
And if you're not getting them right, then what are you doing?
I mean, come on. And so... the whole thing is, I'm arguing about Bieber lyrics. Mom's like, be respectful to me in front of grandma.
No, grandma was in the car too.
Grandma's in the car, and who is a girl who allegedly may or may not be my girlfriend.
Sure.
I'm 20, she's 19. Grandma's like 70, and mom is 40. Just giving you the whole snapshot here. Mom climbs into the back. She's, you know, yelling. I then have to proceed to choke her. Then someone else has to call the police.
You know, when you first told me this story, I thought, well, shame on the son, because I assumed it was just him. If the mom's crossing over the seats and the grandma's in the car and a girlfriend's in the car, shame on all of them, because I feel like they probably were all losing it.
I will tell you that right now I am telling you my story from jail where I've been booked on domestic assault.
Because you choked your mom?
Yeah. I told the arresting officer, Bieber.
Now, if
you understood, but
if you're just tuning in, I'd like to introduce you to Obadiah's play acting as the person in this article, in case you're like, well, I heard him say.
Yeah.
It was not him.
It's interesting. I don't actually have the guy's name, but he's from Acme Township in Michigan. And these are the facts of the case as being relayed by County Sheriff Captain Randy Fumless.
County law! County law's getting into it!
County law! Pull this over!
It is a shame.
And took him to jail, so...
They all should go if they have Bieber on.
Yeah. See, that's what I was thinking.
That's what you really think.
I was like, right now, the fact that you're in the car and you're all listening to Bieber, the argument shouldn't be about the lyrics. The argument should be over, why are we listening to Justin Bieber? Which is why I'm excited here at Rabio.
What is that? Is that if we got rabies?
No, that's if we started playing Bieber.
Okay.
Rabio. No, I was just going to say here at Radio U, we have a no Bieber guarantee.
Congratulations to us. And you guys too for listening.
Yeah.
No one's getting into any fights because of that.
I just say like... Nikki and I have been working together for a long time, and I haven't choked her yet. And we've argued.
I appreciate that.
Yeah.
We've argued.
So that's a feather in my cap there.
Well, I think it really shows it's a testament to the friendship that we have the music that we listen to.
Yeah. Like, I'm really, this is great, Nikki. So I got the no choking award today. Yes.
You know, if you woke up thinking I haven't done anything worth talking about, that's one thing.
Let's talk about what I haven't done.
A morning without the riot.
It sounds crazy, doesn't it?
You couldn't handle it.
Radio U.
Nikki and I are just taking it easy, kind of relaxing. Because if you didn't know, Mayor Adler of Austin, Texas, he has declared today, wait, let me make sure I get all of it. Austin Everybody Chill Out Day.
Really?
Yeah.
Rolls off the tongue, doesn't it?
Mm-hmm. Here it says, this is a big week for Austin, and I'm officially declaring Tuesday as Austin Everybody Chill Out Day.
Why is it a big week for Austin?
Well, apparently there are some zoning maps that are going to change some rules about development in certain parts of the city. But you know what? That's Those are important details. Those are specific details. I mean, who wants to sit down and have a nice conversation about zoning in Austin? If you live there, maybe.
Yes, but well, no, if not, if even if you live there, you want to not acknowledge it in hopes that it doesn't bother your commute or whatever you're doing.
So, but as I'm hearing about that, just everybody chill out day. Nikki, that sounds like a great day.
That doesn't have to be just in Austin, Texas. You could just adapt that attitude to every day, everywhere.
Yeah, so what do you want to do for chill out day?
Well, I want to not do much.
Right.
Because I want to keep it easy, keep it casual.
Totes cash.
Yes.
Okay, so what's that look like for you?
For sure. I don't know at this point. I'm so casual, I'm nothing.
I'm so casual, I can't even think about it.
I can't even. I don't know.
So if I was just going to take a day, because my thing is, I'd be like, I want to go play games, but I hit peak game. I can't game anymore. I have to do something else. So, I mean, like, do we go to the beach? Is the beach relaxing?
Okay, but this week, remember this week, I want to try Amazon restaurants just opened their delivery service for where our studio is.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
So, like, we could be so cash to where I can't even eat out. So then they can deliver it to us.
But I mean, you can still eat.
Yeah, but like, no, you have to add the out part. So
yeah, okay.
It's like, I can eat in, but not out. So that's something. If not, some swimming sounds nice. That's effort, but, you know, we can do it.
I'd do it. Like, swim, sure. Like, but again, are we, like, is it lake swimming, ocean swimming, or are you going to a pool?
I don't know. Hot tub, maybe.
But that's not swimming.
I will move in the tub so that it's swimming, technically.
Close enough.
I mean, you go from one bench to the chair with the jets, so that's swimming, probably, around that. But yeah, I don't know what else to do today.
Well, I like the sound of that. The hot tub sounds like a good option.
I mean, once you get all your adult stuff done today, because tax stuff.
Now, stop, because the mayor didn't say,
he didn't say that.
Austin, everyone finish your responsibilities and then chill out day.
I have been boring like that my whole life. I will always still finish my responsibilities first. And then you can go have fun.
This says Austin, everybody chill out day.
Well, sir, I don't know.
So
if we can do all that until after I'm done with my stuff.
I think it's in chilling out to me is not like, I don't know. Let's see if we can get this homework done.
I would get my homework done on Friday. So then I could chill out the whole weekend.
The rest of the weekend?
Yeah, that's my style.
But it's Tuesday.
Well, I have homework to do.
I got to get to work right now.
I'm late or very, very early. Now, if not, a movie sounds nice, too.
Well, if anybody says anything to you, just tell them, hey, it's Austin, everybody chill out day. So
I can't do that.
I can't hear you right now. I'm chilling out.
Well, don't tell your boss that or professor, but anybody else you can tell.
No, I think you can tell them.
If not, you could totally chill out because you have nothing to do then because you've been fired.
The Ryan C's gas station hot dogs is part of a balanced breakfast.
Is that bad?
Well, not good.
It's the Ryan.
So it's Austin chill out day, and you're trying to figure out what to do while you're chilling out. Well, tell you what you could do. You could watch Netflix, but you may discover that Netflix disappoints its Q1 gains and disappoints you with some of the viewing options that you find.
You never know. You might like some of the stuff, and it might be a slow time.
Netflix thinks that this weekend, like this upcoming weekend, they're going to hit 100 million subscribers.
That's amazing.
They think this is the one, though they say that the first quarter has fallen short of expectations.
Well, they're getting to a point where at least we feel like how many more could there be that wouldn't already be a member of Netflix?
Saturation.
Yes.
Like, at what point is it just like, well, you've grown as much as you can, and like Alexander, you must weep, for there are no more worlds to conquer.
I don't know. I guess there's parents and grandparents, though, around the world who still need it. Who maybe don't already have it, or don't use yours.
Could be. So here's where they're at. Netflix added 1.42 million people in the U.S. in the first quarter of the year, and 3.53 million overseas. And that puts them about 300,000 people short of
what they were wanting.
Right.
It is weird to see, too. There's still some countries that don't have Netflix or have gotten it recently.
Right.
So sometimes their numbers come from just unveiling it to different places.
Mm-hmm. So it's a... It'll be interesting to see what happens to Netflix.
What do we get at 100 million subscribers?
They get...
Do we get a party or do we get a free month or... What do we get?
I don't think so.
We don't get anything.
I know what you want. You just want them to announce Gilmore Girls season 2.
No, I told you. That's already, they haven't said it. That's already in the bag, though.
It's already done.
It's already done.
So what is it that you want them to announce for you, Nikki?
Well, a free month would have been nice, or just something. I actually don't know what else.
See, I would take content that I love over a free month.
I feel like...
It's only $10. Give me something good.
My relationship with Netflix is that it's always there, and I've had it forever.
Right.
And I don't even remember. Like, it just gets paid out of my credit card, so I don't even notice it.
They're counting on you.
So, to me, I don't love Netflix, though. Like, I don't have this amazing relationship with it. It's not like I can always find something to watch, but I'll add stuff to my queue. I just won't actually follow through and watch a lot of it.
Yeah.
Well,
the queue is the thing that you're never watching.
Yes.
You're never going to watch what's in your queue.
There's a lot there, but it's not like every day I finish up work and be like, oh, I must go watch Netflix.
Right.
But yet I won't cancel it. Because, you know, you just have it.
I mean, I don't watch it every day, but I definitely watch it every week. And I realize that you and I are in different places, Nikki.
We are.
They frequently add things that I like.
All the time.
They frequently add things I like. So, I mean, Mystery Science Theater, come on. So much laughing! I like making fun of things better than liking things.
That's perfect. His style.
The Riot.
Apparently, some of the less athletic types go nuts for this stuff.
Radio U.
Something else you guys don't know is that Nikki deals with a lot of fear. She's very afraid. She's afraid all the time, which is why we're going to go get her adrenaline glands removed.
Really?
Oh, yeah. Yeah. And after that, you're going to be skydiving with no problem.
Are they saying that's what causes it? Or
I'm reading up on...
Is it adrenal glands? Or
your adrenal glands sit on top of your kidneys.
Ah, okay. So
you're just
that.
Touching your neck because it hurt. You're stretching.
Yes. Adrenaline glands.
Yeah. They sit on top of your kidneys. Jordy, he's 42. He suffers from something called Cushing's syndrome. And he had to have those glands removed. And I don't really understand the disease, but for whatever reason, he had those removed. And now...
He has no fear?
He has no fear at
really?
All. He doesn't get afraid. So, which makes sense because, okay, you see something and your reaction is something scares you. What happens is your body starts to release adrenaline. Your heart rate goes up.
Yeah.
Maybe your palms start to sweat, whatever. His body doesn't have that anymore.
Oh.
So even if he looks at something and thinks like, oh, that's not good, he doesn't get, like, his body
does
not have.
He's not sending out that notification of like, we're nervous.
Nope. The physiological response is gone.
Really weird.
Oh, it's weird.
I would just wonder if that response would have still been there, just kind of engraved. Like, even if it wasn't really happening, your body would be sending out false things of like, still the nerves of it.
But it's weird. Like, that's where that comes from.
Weird.
It comes from the small release of adrenaline. I'm getting nervous just talking about it. I'm starting to feel nervous.
I don't like that.
And I don't even know why. It's like my adrenal glands are like, they're talking about me. Give them a hint. Just let them know we're here.
A little gurgle of nerves.
A little something.
I don't know.
So since he had the surgery, he was terrified of roller coasters. He skydived. He's gone, what's the...
Bungee jumping?
No, the surfing, but it's a parasailing.
Parasailing.
He's zip wired and he's just done like all kinds of just adrenaline stuff, but he's like, no adrenaline. I'm really good. He went abseiling. That must
that's
be like
when you
rappelling.
Have abs.
No, I think it's like rappelling.
No, that's
it,
fit
it is.
Sailing.
It's rappelling.
It's when you're fit.
It's where you can see your abs while you sail.
Now, if you don't have a certain amount of abs, you're not going.
So, okay. The condition he had gave him extremely high levels of cortisol, which caused him to gain weight.
Oh, is that what caused you fat tummy, too?
They say it helps you be fat.
Or at least we saw that on internet ads.
Yeah. So, dude, he...
Well, congratulations to him for now living a life with no fear.
No fear, Nikki. And it's not just some clever thing that he says. He's literally not afraid.
Yeah.
So, do you want to go first? Or do you want me to go first?
No, see, the problem with me is when I had surgery when I was younger, one of the results of that is anxiety towards things that you maybe weren't nervous about before.
Okay.
So I have the reverse. I used to not be anxious about certain things, but now I can become very anxious about something I would have been perfectly fine with.
Yes.
As a result of what I had surgery for. So
okay.
It just depends on what you have done.
What I'm saying.
So now I need to go back in. I need to get those out
Yeah.
And then maybe see if it helps it.
Think about that. You're not afraid.
You're not afraid.
I can't imagine. I get scared of stuff all the time. Like, oh, I don't think I should do that. In fact, that's probably why I'm still
healthy?
Alive.
Yeah, I think we should have alive. A little bit of it. Maybe not a lot. I need that thing where, okay, that pill, the pearl pill we used to take sometimes when we get a cough.
So you stop coughing?
We need one that suppresses your fear for when you want it at that moment. Like, I'm going to go bungee jumping. Okay, well, I need to take this pill so I'm not nervous. But then it comes back afterwards.
Okay, I just want you to know when... It was funny that I was okay with the surgery, but when you started talking about taking a pill, I'm
now
like, oh, that's
nervous?
Not a good idea.
Really?
Well, yeah.
That's just so weird.
Well, Nikki, I can't turn into a pill popper.
It's not a big pill.
I'm just like, you know what? I'm feeling nervous. Let me have one of those pills. I actually think they already have those pills.
The worst of the riot is over, but the fun can keep going.
Hey, I saw you checking out my goods.
Check the Riot blog or stalk us on social media.
You want to sample them? A little try before you buy, huh?
Through riot.radiou.com.
You know what, Nikki? Just because you're incarcerated doesn't mean you shouldn't be having fun.